Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place of every related to Amazon FBA, private label, and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, founder and CEO of eComsy. And today we bring another special guest. His name is Anatoly, right? That's correct. And he's the co-founder of Ecom Scout. And he's actually an eight-figure seller when it comes to e-commerce, specifically Shopify, which we know for us. Amazon sellers and people that do marketplaces is something that we always try to open this Pandora box and how to effectively run ads. And that's something that he specializes on. And it's a pleasure to have you on board today on the show, bro. So thank you for coming. How you doing?
Thank you, Vincenzo, for this welcome intro. I appreciate it. And yeah, everything is great. I'm excited to be here, especially at Amazon audience. So definitely some of the things could be interesting for them to hear, and I'm open book to share anything what could be useful in your opinion for listeners, and I'm like really excited.
Thank you, Anatoly. So it's a pleasure, and I know you have such an extensive trajectory when it comes to e-commerce. So tell us a little bit about you, how you got started, and then of course, more than happy to jump into the topic, which is everything regarding ads and how to effectively, you know, promote your Shopify store.
Yeah, sure. So I will be short about like how I started. It's really a long story in terms of fails all the time and dealing with those fails and managing that. So I believe there is a lot of listeners have passed through that as well. Yeah. So basically in 2017, I started the journey in e-commerce when my wife said that she's pregnant, and I was completely broke. So I just decided to give a shot and like do whatever it takes to win in this game. And after like almost a year, actually after 6 months, I got my first profitable results, then lost everything again. Mm-hmm. Then after like almost a year from the beginning when I started, in 2018, I made my first multiple five figures, then six figures, and so on, so on. It just like story began from 2018 of receiving results, end of 2018. So, and basically I was sharing all my journey with the people in the social media, that time on Facebook, then later on in Instagram, and people start asking me for the mentorship. Like I wasn't planning to mentor anyone. Like I didn't know that I'm able. So basically I accepted, I start mentoring people, and I saw that it's replicatable structure. I like, wow, that's awesome. I mean, that means that I know something here if it's working for others. And yeah, I was doing that till beginning of 2020. And in 2020, more and more people were asking me, hey, bro, can you manage that for me instead of like teaching me? Because there was a bottleneck all the time, that students who doesn't want to do the homework, doesn't have enough time, doesn't have enough interest. And basically, I decided to switch that coaching to the agency part, and where we start focusing on the Shopify brand owners, on Shopify dropshipping stores. Owners to advertise for them through Facebook, TikTok, Google ads, and scale the results for Shopify stores.
Wow, what a journey, man. Congrats. And it's amazing to see how you pivot from that. You know, having, especially you mentioned that, you know, you had success, then you went back again and then tried to be and jump back on the trend is something that I know a lot of people don't manage to do. So it's great that you actually, you know, continue. And now you're able to share so much wisdom with, you know, the community of e-commerce sellers, which we know is something that a lot of people are struggling with when it comes to implementing the right strategies. And that's why I wanted to bring you to the show, because when it comes to especially having your own store on Shopify, it's a completely different game compared to having your business on a marketplace. And that's why having experts like you on the show, I think, is critical, because I think when a lot of brands trying to do the jump from, let's say, a platform such as Amazon or Walmart, and they want to have their own website, it's a completely different game when it comes from the perspective of advertising. So I guess, being said that quick introduction about the topic, let's start with what some of the foundational things people are doing wrong when it comes to ads, right? I think that's one of the main reasons why people don't succeed when it comes to having a Shopify store. They're getting the basics and the fundamentals wrong. So let's touch a little bit on that. What is some of your take on that?
Yeah, sure. One of the things which is important, and by the way, what I didn't edit, that I became co-founder, which you just mentioned, ecomscout.io. Mm-hmm. That's an AI data-driven platform for attribution mm-hmm. of advertising, to run the right attribution numbers and see where what you actually scaling correctly or wrong, AI helping to see the correct data. So why am I mentioning that? Because this is one of the things. People are, first of all, do not put enough attention to the their client's avatar, who is their perfect purchasers. If they have particular product, they like just like instantly running the ads, don't think like about the creative angle, ad copy angle, the structure itself, what to look on, what's the hook point, how to bring the attention, and they just shooting into the air by thinking that they will win. And sometimes it's happening, like, don't get me wrong, like, there is a bunch of dropshippers and guys who just starting and have no clue what they're doing, and it just starts working. And it's okay, let's say. But if you want to be on the real level, you have to work on the avatar research. You have to do a lot of attention to the creative part, to the offer parts of your product. If you have more products that's to sell like a dropshipping way, so then, okay, so you can put less attention, but still, like, if you want to be on the high, like 3 steps, 10 steps ahead of your average beginner dropshippers competitors, you have to think again and again, who is your perfect buyer for this product? Who is your perfect buyer for that product? Mm-hmm. Why? Why would they buy? Do you have to analyze Amazon, which is great for your guys? They know what how to do that. You have to use the AI to implement, like, to speed up the process, to implement the brainstorming and combine all the ideas together. You have to put a lot of effort before you're going to be spending at least $1 on the ads. So many people just, like, copy-pasting from each other and directly signing ads, and, like, you don't know if it's perfect, if it's working. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have specific audience where they mm-hmm. selling to. That's why it's sellable. And you just do by copy-pasting thinking that you're going to be make the billions. Again, sometimes, very rarely it happens, but don't
it's
play
not
in this game. Yeah. Like, you now competition is such a, like, strong, that if you will show up and start performing without knowing what you're doing, they'll beat your ass fast, the people who you steal from. DMCA claims, like, different things, which is going to be destroy your performance, your story, your ads, and you're still not experienced enough to survive on it, and you'll lose everything. Always think how to be a couple of steps above of competitors and a couple of steps above of understanding who you want to sell to. That will give you advantage to scale quite faster and more consistent.
Cool. And I think some of the fundamental point around this first part is that you keep going back to the avatar. I think that's something people struggle a lot to identify, because sometimes it could be due to lack of the understanding of the niche, or they just don't have the right tools, or they just don't have the experience about how you can go about and do this research in the first place. So I guess from your experience, given that, you know, you have done this so many times now, what are some of the, you know, small steps you could do as a founder of your Shopify store to figure out what is the right avatar to target? Like, is there some exercise or some methodology you usually recommend for this?
Yeah, sure. The number one thing, like, who are the leaders usually on performance in the Shopify and Amazon mm-hmm. is people who figure it out, the perfect avatar of their clients, of their purchases, and they put a lot of attention to the marketing, not advertising. So they are great marketers or trying to be great marketers and spending time and resources to get the more information, to get the test more angles and so on. So the number one thing about the searching for the avatar, you have a product, yes? Right now, before it was like you have to go through the Google, you have to mm-hmm. go through Amazon, you have to go to different spy platforms, different tools, find out what's the common thing on the similar products, or if you have exactly the same product on the market, what's the common thing between all those audiences who buying from those platforms, so exactly the same products, and why? So what people are saying in reviews, what people are saying in YouTube comments, what people are saying in the comments under the ads for that product. So you will need, you will, by doing that, you will start understanding what's the common thing. Exactly. So basically, if they're looking for this particular, let's say, vegan oil, why? Okay, so, and who is looking for that? You can see from the bunch of the resources, oh my God, this is actually an African, African-American lady. And she, it's a lady, it's not a man, it's not a white man, American, it's African-American who really has troubles with the hair loss. And you see by the basically people who are speaking and their avatars in Facebook or somewhere else, you see that it's like 40 plus. So, you know, they age at least. You see what they exactly saying by like, so what they, why they are struggling that much, what they're feeling when they are struggling. So you supposed not just to read that, but highlight the key points, their struggles, those solutions, if they provide a solution or by speaking about that product. what else, like they got about confidential stuff, like how their confidence is bad or good because of this problem. Like several, like you just have to highlight the points and just make the Excel sheet with all those points and then brainstorm on it how like to make the perfect angle, who can copy for to speak with them, and product page, especially for Amazon guys, they know that everything it's about the keywords, product pages, which is going to be put it on the ranks on the top two of the other competitors. In the Shopify, in the advertising, it's quite similar, but by using the ChatGPT and similar AI platforms, now everything's become much faster and simpler. So now there is already extensions in the Chrome, which is allowed, able by pressing one button to find out the strengths and the weaknesses of the product from the Amazon product page. And by this extension, just scanning all the comments and finding out the common positive and negative things about the product, boom, couple of seconds. Even if to do manually, you can just take 3 stars, 4 stars reviews and 1 stars reviews, get the most open one, find out where is not a bullshit words, but actually storytelling, and copy paste that stuff into the ChatGPT. Before that, obviously you have to put the right prompts, like what's the most successful cases, you know, to this niche. Okay, according to this successful case, let's play in the game that you're like 10 years experience marketer, who just crashing it on the market and made generated over like 100 million in sales. And now I want you to put this case with this information about people, what they're speaking about this product. I want you to name this product. Give me 5 names. After that, give me, you're receiving its ideas. You should not just copy paste it. You got the idea and go deeper. Okay, by using the option number 2, if you you will be, your like brand voice will be like this, your core values will be like that, your colors, your everything of the brand, it's like that. What will be according to this option number 2? How would you readjust the name? Give me 3 options, and it's giving you. So you're going deeper and deeper into the name of the product, like maximum 3 words. Put the, like, you know, put the sharp rules on it. Then, like, okay, according to this angle of the name of the product, let's speak about the main benefits which poor client would get. And according to problems which is you have seen above in the reviews which I provided to you, and the weaknesses and the strong points of our product, how would you get the hook point for our perfect avatar to sell the product again and again, or to find out the people who are actually going to be buying this product, who are going to be actually looking on, to buy from us, and why? So you're giving the right prompts, and ChatGPT is doing everything for you.
Yeah,
like you just need to give the right prompts. And like that's the number one thing, to learn the prompts in our days and do the research. Before it was manual and long time. Now it's like a couple hours spent online. Seconds is to generate ideas, but research a couple hours.
Yeah, For sure, for sure. And now, something I get asked all the time, and I want to hear your take on this, is when it comes to especially running advertisement on your Shopify, it's not like, for example, on a platform such as Amazon that, you know, the audience on Amazon already has the intention to make a purchase. When it comes to Shopify, you're doing more an advertisement that you're trying to break a pattern, somebody looking at, you know, random things in social media. They see your post, for example, and they go to your website, or the same thing from the perspective of Google Ads. And what I'm trying to get with this is that it feels like when it comes to running ads on your Shopify account website, it takes some time for you to build the asset around, you know, for example, your pixel, understanding your audience, cleaning that data, and start building that a snowball effect in terms of the effect of the advertisement you put in terms of investment from day one. So I want to build a little bit on that, because sometimes people think that it's just a matter of turning the ads on, and from day one, you're going to make sales, which we know sometimes is going to need time for building that pixel to some extent. So tell us a little bit about that, and what is your usually the timeline you give yourself to build that? Yeah.
Look, it's a good point. I would say every platform is performing different. So let's say Google needs quite a bit of time to optimize. I mean, you cannot just launch and instantly scale, because Google needs time to optimize, to find out what's working the best. And then you're going to be taking the steps and start scaling. But it really takes sometimes even a couple of weeks before start seeing any like potential performance. Facebook, in another side, you can start seeing performance according to KPIs which you're following, and like, okay, this really makes sense. This angle, this creative, it makes sense. We have to give a shot to scaling testing stage, because there is a testing stage, then proven testing, move to the testing scaling, then testing scaling, moving to the scaling, and then starting the testing creatives, separate campaign, testing interests, and testing offers, separate campaigns together with the scaling. And it's steps which you need to take as well. But from third side, TikTok, like one of the examples, like middle of April, we were having the store. I mean, we still have the store, but the case, like there was here and there some sales, but nothing significant. But we know that this product is going to be a banger. We need just to find out the right tweak, the right offer. So basically, we tested out different creatives. We find out creatives which is giving sales, but like there is no much profitability. It's low product, low ticket product, $9.99 plus $99.99 shipping. Plus we made some upsells, so over its order value, it's like actually was before $14. But we made some small tweak in the offer, and basically over the night, from a couple of hundreds a day sales, we jump into $3,000 a day sales. Wow. And the next day in 48 hours, we were in $21,000 in sales. 48 hours from $300 a day to $21,000 a day. And I just record the YouTube case study. Like it's one of the latest video right now on YouTube. It's about that case. It's from zero to 50K in 4 days. 4 days, we generated 50K. So what is the main key point from what I said is that you need to like test offers and creatives. And in TikTok, basically, you don't need time for optimization. When the metrics is following the KPIs in Facebook, you could scale, but it will take a bit time and you need to build a structure. In TikTok, you need always creative testing campaign from the beginning together with the main offer. But when main offer start killing it, like in matter of 48 hours, in matter of 4 days, you can be on 50,000 from zero to $50,000 in super profitable sales, just basically because you're going to be multiply things fast and TikTok catching fast everything what you're doing. And there is no need time for optimization. I mean, still optimization is there, but it's optimizing so fast that the strong part of TikTok, you scale here and now, but weak part that tomorrow you could die of quite fast, faster than Google, faster than Facebook, because creatives die in there every couple of days. That's why you always have bottom campaign creative testing. You test several things and scaling several things, but one campaign, it's a fundament. Creative testing for a particular product. Offer testing, creative testing, two things. And then with TikTok, you can scale instantly fast. But to keep consistent on that level, you need a bunch of creatives to test at the, in the bottom.
Cool. Which is actually an interesting point, because when it comes to creatives, that's actually, I find, a situation that a lot of people struggle with, because especially if you don't have experience when it comes to creating, you know, images, video, and all of that, and you don't have maybe the resources, it could be challenging at the beginning. So I guess, given the example, for example, you quickly described there, how do you recommend, or maybe there's some tools you can recommend out there to be very consistent when it comes to testing new creatives? Because again, if you want to do this on a daily basis, imagine how many, you know, creatives and how fast you have to be to be on top of things. So what is your advice for that, you know, a seller that just getting started or is already kind of established, but to keep up with that momentum and not get into a plateau that, you know, the business basically don't grow?
I would say, Vincent, this is one of the most important questions which is every single e-com entrepreneur has to ask in our days to himself. I mean, because creatives is everything. I mean, before, creatives were matter, but not much as now. Since TikTok was established, every single social media platforms start having problems with the creatives burning too fast, because too much of new core creatives are coming again and again in the organic space, in the advertising space, and your creatives cannot be efficiency, that cannot keep efficiency too long anymore. So that's why number one thing in your business, it's always finding out the more and more creatives. So basically, to keep consistent results with advertising in TikTok, Facebook, doesn't matter. If you're on $1,000 day revenue, you can test five, seven creatives in a week. But, and it will be fine to stay consistent. If you are on $5,000-$10,000, you have to be a day, you have to test around 20 creatives, at least 20 creatives a week. And if you are on 10, 20,000 a day and above, you have to test 20 to 50 creatives a week at least.
Wow.
And this is exactly where you ask, like, how to make the system, like, what's the look on. That was the bottleneck for long from our side. Really. Yeah. We already figured it out. We already made the structure. It's working great. But like 2 years ago, 2 years ago, it was a real challenge. The main thing is the content. UGCs, internet videos, which you can find out for the products, like professional recordings, if you are quite a good brand and you have quite a good margin to like invest thousands of dollars on professional videos. And actually, it's not means that it will be super effective. UGC is working really great for a couple of hundred dollars cost. UGC is converting and overbeating every single professional video online right now, because it's trust. It's real people.
Yeah,
people
you connect with the person. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Native ads where nobody's selling. They're just showing how they're using. And oh my God, it's incredible, blah, blah, blah. So by that being said, like you must test several creatives, and it means here is media buying side, here is assistance for media buying who helping with several things. And here is video creators. The best if it's a like creative director who is managing everything, because he will create the scenarios, he will create the ideas, angles. But if you don't have it, at least video editor, and you're supposed to be your own creator about the angles and ideas. For example, you find out what's working the best in your end. And then this angle, let's say whatever is the product is there, and let's say the angle, the product which is like forgive me for the cheating, let's say, and the man, like we have jewelry brand who is forgive me for cheating. It's like a jewelry necklace where like angle, it's always I cheat my wife and I need to give apology, and they buying this kind of necklace usually because they cheat them. And it's a really strong product. It's a great niche. Like you can surprise how many people actually are cheating their spouse.
I know.
But the thing is that, okay, this hook was the best. And now you give it to a video editor or like creative director, make for me more variations of that.
Cool.
And they have to figure it out. Like if you have already some hook, and some videos with that hook, let's say you created five unique videos. Each video can give you at least 30 unique variations of the piece of content. Like people are always thinking, oh, I cannot record 50 videos in a week. It's not about recording. It's about you can record one and get 30 different variations from it. Changing the voiceover, changing the music on the background, changing the first 10 seconds with the last 10 seconds.
Yeah.
A middle part with the end part. Just mixing up all these things and voiceover is going to be continue and just pictures will be changing. Created AI slideshow video. Mm-hmm. AI slideshow videos are crashing it right now. You just making Midjourney request for specific scenario and pictures, and after that you combine them all together with zoom out, zoom in, all that stuff, and it looks like and voiceover, and it looks like incredible storytelling for 60 seconds, and people just sucking that content because it's like it's taking attention. It's not standard. It's something unique, and like basically one of my friends just like exactly with AI, simple AI video, one angle. He created several variations of the same pictures, basically 800,000 a month in sales with the Facebook only, just AI videos. So like that's as well something incredible, slideshows by using AI.
Yeah, I think AI is definitely revolutionizing how we do e-commerce. Like it's not only from the creative side of things that, I mean, the example you just gave there, you can create so many creatives in a matter of, you know, hours. I think it's also affecting the way we do advertisement. And that's where I want to bring a little bit e-com scout to the equation here, because I know you're also using AI when it comes to that and optimizing your advertisement and so on. And I would like to hear your take on that, because there's some people that think that, you know, traditional way of doing ads is still the best way to go in a manual, from a manual perspective. Or people say that AI is really a going beyond what a human capabilities can do in terms of optimization. So from your experience and what you've been doing now with your company and your clients, like where do you see AI fitting into the advertisement side of things as well in terms of the strategic?
Yeah, AI is right now, I mean, end of 2022. I was just start figuring out what is that. And then beginning of 2023, we start implementing. And we ended up with the biggest ever results in media buying than we ever had, just because of the implementing AI. Our speed of testing increased. Our quality of testing increased. Our understanding from the marketing point has been increased. And especially when we create ecomscout.io, we start seeing the right data. We start tracking the right data more carefully and more wisely. So we can see, let's say in Facebook, if it's like showing that campaign 1, 2, 3 and campaign 1 having 50 sales, campaign 2 has 20 sales, campaign 3 doesn't have any sales. When you're looking on AI driven platform attribution of those campaigns, you can see that campaign number 1 actually not 50 sales, it's only 35. Campaign number 2, it's actually the same 20 sales, okay. And campaign number 3, which is what looks sucks, you see that Facebook is lying to you, because it's a problem from iOS 14 has been implemented in 2021. All the data has been messed up there. And by using third-party attribution platform like Ecom Scout, you are able to see that actually campaign number 3 has rest of the sales around 30 sales and the highest ROS, when in Facebook, it's actually a loser. So basically, you're going against to Facebook and start advertising the losing campaign. And guess what? Not that I mean pushing the budget. When you start pushing the budget for the loser campaign in Facebook, but according to the third-party data of e-commerce scout, you can see that actually this is the winner. You're able to scale the kind of loser. And you will see that performance and profitability of your store will start increasing, because you actually seen that real data is there that Facebook just didn't show you. But by seeing that, you just scale in the loser, which is actually the winner, and winners, which is actually average, you just don't touch it. Your profitability growing up, your revenue growing up, and you are able to, from marketing standpoints, being more stable, more profitable, more consistent, because you scale in the right things. And that's why, like, the right attribution, the right like research on your campaigns with the third party tools, which is makes sense, it makes the huge game changing difference for you. And that's why, like, I highly recommend just test it out. We create this Ecom Scout. It's quite cheap, and every single person can able to purchase that and test it out. Especially maybe if you wish, I can make a 20% discount for everyone for listening. I mean, it's up to you. But the thing is, like, you can test it out and see that the attribution is everything. That you see the right data, and then you're able to scale the correct data to the further figures.
Awesome. I mean, Natalie, it's been a pleasure to have in the show. To conclude, I know I usually do this with all my guests. I'm sure maybe you have an extra tip or an extra advice, or maybe it could be even a prediction when it comes to 2024, when it comes to e-commerce. Is there something else you want to share to really add an extra, a gram of value to our community?
Yeah, sure. Like, I mean, there is a lot of things which I can share, but I would say I would share something related to the subject what we discussed about the creatives, about like different ways. Look, there is already several platforms which could even clone you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know that you can record yourself and you can record your voice and it will be you, but just like AI version of you. We already posted one video on YouTube as a just joke. But the thing is that it's still rough. I mean, it's still like, there is not enough emotions. A person who doesn't know will never understand that it's not you. But people who are in the business, they could feel. Yeah. Only one thing, people who doesn't understand that it's not you, they will feel that it's boring because there is not enough emotions. It's highly professional speaking, highly professional looking.
It's like a script.
But boom, boom, it's boom, like boom. A script, yeah. But my prediction for 2024, end of 2024, look, when ChatGPT shows up at the end of 2023, it was still like, okay, fine, like no possible to do several things, but fine, it was good enough. We changed the game with that. But on the middle of the year, they introduced ChatGPT-4, which is start actually analyzing things online and giving you data from online and help you out analyze even better and finding out competitors, scripts, and everything what you need in real time. So, and it was by end of 2023, it was a game changer to compare to the beginning. I mean, it's really different. Same like with the creating avatar, it shows us at the beginning of 2024, end of 2023, 2024, it shows that now the duplicate yourself, creating avatar of yourself, actually possible. And like if you go to ChatGPT, there is a like kind of beta versions about what will be available in the future. There is already video shootings which has been made without actors, without cameras. Yeah. It's created by AI, and I was watching. It's like professional.
It's crazy,
New
yeah.
York. It was New York. Like the real people walking, the real guy like is there, and like and it's full of emotions, full of explosions, full of like it's a real commercial, and it's like part of the piece of the movie could be. It's incredible, and it's not available yet for everyone yet to use. But my projection
is coming.
All these things, it's coming that we won't be. We won't be needed to be us on the videos anymore, or you don't need to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for some actors, because it will learn how to use the emotions, how to utilize the emotions, and then it will be next era for all the advertisers about like highly performance creatives, and use this projection as a roadmap for the next 10 months, where to look for and be one of the first take advantage, and you're going to be the strongest on your niche for sure.
Well said, Anthony. So thank you so much. And in case people want to find you, reach out to you, I know you have your community and also your company, Ecom Scout, how people can get a reach?
Yeah, one of the best way to reach out is the Instagram, Ecom by Anatoly. Anatoly Labinsky. So in IG, I'm answering on the DMs by myself. So you can like reach out, ask any questions. As well, our website, gsmgrowthagency.com. You can easily book a call with me or one of my team members, like where we can just figure it out together what's happening on your site, giving you some guidance. And YouTube channel, Free Value. So there is a lot of case studies going on, valuable tips. Anatoly Labinsky. So you can go there and see like case studies and learn some tactics, how you can scale fast if you're using ads. And basically, yeah, that's the main resources which I'm using more actively, I would say.
Thank you. So it's been a pleasure to have you in the show. Thank you so much for your time. Yeah, can't wait to have you in the next one. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
See ya. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by Ecomsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.